sugar takes some lumps. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files, new advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. You might have heard about studies where mice were fed large doses of sugar at levels out of proportion to what we humans consume. Now, a study from the University of Utah shows refined sugar is toxic to mice at levels equivalent to what a quarter of Americans actually eat. The team used its new test, the organismal performance assay. They bred 156 mice and kept both sexes apart. They fed half the males and half the females a normal diet, and the other half the same diet, but spiked with 25% added calories from sugar. After 26 weeks, the researchers placed all the mice in room-sized pens, a more realistic testing environment than the usual laboratory cages. These mouse barns let the mice compete naturally for mates and desirable territories. After 32 weeks, the sugar-added female's death rate was double the other female's. Sugar daddy mice were a quarter less likely to hold territory and reproduce. By the way, that 25% added sugar diet is the upper limit of what's generally considered safe for people. It's the mouse equivalent of a healthy human diet plus 3 cans of soda a day. I guess their cans are just smaller.
The Discovery Files covers projects funded in part by the government's National Science Foundation.
Learn more at nsf.gov.